It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock hour on this football Friday, and we'll start with the stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Update to close out the week. Dow Jones up 36 points, S&P 500 up 23 points, and the NASDAQ up 115 points. So enjoy your weekend, check your balances, and we'll get back at it on Monday, trading week starts. Reminder, you can watch the Canes game tomorrow if you're so inclined with Solana and the 560 WQAM promotions team. That is tomorrow, noon, quarterdeck on University Drive in Davie. Enjoy ice cold beer specials. Get yourself entered to win a golf foursome at the Jacaranda Golf Club in Plantation. So that's tomorrow. Solana will be out there. You can wear Canes shirt and stuff. I mean, I know you're an FIU guy, but are you going to be rooting for the Canes?
I will be rooting for the Canes tomorrow. Absolutely.
Wearing all your gear, though?
Yeah, I got my hat.
The one that you wore to the Georgia Tech game?
Yeah, I got my University of Miami hat. I'll rep the U tomorrow. Absolutely. I'll be decked out.
Kind of low-key University of Miami hat. It's very difficult to tell that you're representing the U.
It's not. It's just like any other hat that has the U on it. It's a normal hat, and you'll know it's me. I'll have the U on it, for sure.
You'll know it's me.
You'll know it's me.
But, like, what other type of hat am I supposed to get, though? That's what I don't understand with this whole thing. I see a hat.
One that has an orange and green U on it, perhaps?
Yeah, that one.
Yours is a gray hat with, like, white lettering with a tiny U, like a lowercase U.
I'm cheering. Are you?
Well, tomorrow, Solana will be out there. They'll have a bunch of prizes, and you can watch the game. Quarterdeck in Davie. Let's get headlines. There is a lot of stuff to get to. I saw the injury report just came out as well. This was interesting to me. It jumped out at me. Odell Beckham is questionable, and he did not practice today. It says hamstring / personal. That's odd.
He has a personal hamstring? It's
odd, though, right? We didn't hear anything about Odell being injured, or this was the first day that he missed practice this week.
Yeah.
And now he's questionable. So interesting.
He's getting old.
That one jumped out to me. Anyway, let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Yeah, OBJ getting crushed on Dolphins Twitter right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that that means anything. I mean, he could have a very good
reason. But it seemingly came out of nowhere. Yeah. You know, he had his first active game the week before the bye, obviously. And then I don't think he had any receptions or yards. I know that because I bet the overs. But now all of a sudden it's the end of the week. And, I don't know what personal means, so I hope everything's okay. But, yeah, that is the one thing that jumped out at me. I hadn't even looked at Dolphins Twitter, but that jumped out at me.
I told y'all when they signed him, he's a bonus. Mm-hmm. Don't base anything around him. Don't give him a package. If he can get open and has a advantageous matchup, maybe he'll catch a couple balls. But Odell's not leading a team in any kind of receptions anytime soon.
Well, I'd say the rest of his life. Fans would just like him to be out there.
The rest of his life, he's not the Odell Beckham that we learned to love with the two-finger catch and all that stuff. That's not the Odell we got.
What about using all 10 fingers for one catch?
Maybe use more fingers now, Solana. I'm with you, but just his name is intriguing, but he's not that anymore.
There's a lot of season left to play, but let's be honest here. Through 7 weeks, that was a bad signing.
Well, I think it was pretty minimal, though, right?
Yeah. Okay. And you have $58 million invested in two top receivers. That's what the thing was like. The Donnu Smith and Craycraft and all these guys, they're going to get two targets a game. You have to throw the ball to Waddle and Tyreek. That's who needs to get the targets.
I wish you would have told us that about Jonnu Smith before we all loaded up on him for 6 weeks based on what you were telling us.
I thought Jonnu was going to be something.
Nice how you changed your tune now as if you saw that coming.
I might have claimed somebody else off waivers on my fantasy team and got Gorjanu because, I got Raheem, though. I think Raheem, I've been saying it all way. I think Raheem's about to come back strong. But, yeah, Jonnu isn't the answer.
The other concerning name on that list is Austin Jackson. He hadn't been on that list at all.
All I looked at was OBJ. I didn't even look at the rest of the list.
Yeah, so he was limited in practice today. First time he was limited in practice all week. And he's questionable for the game on Sunday with a back injury.
So it blows a little bit out of the water, my theory, when we first came on the air today and I said they're healthy. They're not healthy. Any questions on the offensive line makes me nervous.
And David Long, is he on there? Because he's their run stopper.
Yeah, he's questionable for the game, limited once again today. Ogba, also questionable for the game. Cam Smith and Skylar Thompson, all questionable.
Yeah, that's not good. So, yeah, that bye week didn't help as much as we thought, Hawk.
Seems like it hurt. They're more injured than they were last game.
You give them time off, they get more hurt? It's ridiculous.
Devon Achane has been cleared from concussion protocol, and Jordan Poyer looks like he's on track. He will play. Tron Armstead, Calais Campbell, they've been resting. They did not practice Wednesday. They did practice yesterday and today. They should be good to go. That is your Dolphins update.
All right.
The Miami Heat, they play tonight. Final preseason game. That'll be an 8 p.m. start time. They play at Memphis. No Bam, no Jimmy, no Terry Rozier. Pretty much all the starters and the main rotation players are not traveling for the game. No Tyler, no Duncan, no Alec Burks, no Kevin Love.
Okay. Not a lot of players.
No. Can they field the team? What, they got seven?
Nah, plenty of guys still on that roster. Plenty of good guys, man. The competition at the end of the bench.
Oh, goodness. Here he goes.
It's pretty good, man. I got to be honest with you guys. Sounds pretty good. Yeah.
You know, when you're watching the Heat game, when they open the regular season next Wednesday night, you'll watch it on the FanDuel Sports Network Sun. Because, and I have the official press release now, but starting Monday, Bally Sports officially becomes FanDuel Sports Network. So, here in Florida, I'm told, the Heat and the Magic, FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
Hmm.
Tampa Bay Lightning, or I don't know if they're both on Sun. I don't know.
No,
one could just be on FanDuel Sports Network. One could be on FanDuel Sports Network Sun.
Yeah. So I believe the way it was, and I think Jimmy will know this better than I, but the Heat and the Tampa Bay Lightning were on Bally Sports Sun, and then the Marlins, the Rays, and the Magic were on Bally Sports Normal.
Okay. So they'll be on FanDuel Sports Normal.
Normal.
What is it? Florida? Bally Sports Florida?
Bally Sports, yeah. Bally Sports normal. Florida.
Normal.
Bally Sports Normal is funny. If you have the Bally Sports app and you have automatic updates, you know, turned on your phone, the app will automatically become the FanDuel Sports Network app. If you don't have automatic updates turned on, you have to do that manually.
Hmm. FanDuel's printing money. They're buying TV stations.
Yeah. They're just putting their name on it. They're not really buying the stations.
Still got money.
So what does this mean for like Eric Reed and Will Manso? Nothing, right? Business as usual?
Well, they're going to have to learn a new name once again. I mean, it was just a couple years ago. It was just Sun Sports, huh?
Yeah.
It was just Sun Sports.
Sun Sports. Used to be Sunshine Network. Sunshine Network years ago.
And what was it? And the other one was just Florida.
Fox Sports Florida, Fox Sports Sun.
Or Sports Channel.
Nobody remembers that, Jim.
Who was that?
I remember that.
I remember
the Panthers used to play on that.
Panthers used to play on Whammy 69.
Nice.
I think. But Bally Sports, no longer. Starting Monday, FanDuel Sports Network.
As long as that check cash, they can say whatever they need to.
Well, that was the problem with Bally.
Bouncing the checks. I wrote my CPA a check recently that bounced, and he texted me talking trash.
That is embarrassing. I still don't know to this day. I don't know how long it was Bally Sports. I still don't know to this day if they were promoting Bally Casino or Bally the Gym.
No idea.
To this day. It can't and be I pay Bally attention to that stuff.
Is Bally's the gym still around?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it is.
It has to be the casino.
I think LA Fitness bought it, no? LA Fitness bought Bally?
LA Fitness no idea. Still around. I pay a LA Fitness subscription.
But that's how bad that sponsorship was. They never, like FanDuel, I mean, you know what it is. I don't think a lot of people knew what Bally was.
Oh, no. Bally Total Fitness became completely defunct.
Yeah.
8 years ago, man.
So was the casino?
Had to be. I know that $34 a month I'm giving them is not paying for no TV station.
Ah, so Bally Total Fitness was owned by Bally Manufacturing, which is the parent company. Bally Manufacturing, later renamed Bally Entertainment, is an American company that began as a pinball and slot machine manufacturer, later expanded into casinos, video games, health clubs, and theme parks.
Oh.
It was acquired by...
I didn't realize Bally, the health club, and the casino were the same company.
Yeah. Acquired by Hilton Hotels in 1996. And it is the same company.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That was a bad marketing partnership, in my opinion. Yeah. I don't mind marketing partnerships. I think a lot of times it really can increase brand awareness of something. I thought from the jump, they never said anything other than Bally Sports. Like, never. It wasn't like Bally Sports. Gamble online at ballycasino.com. There was never a tagline. There was nothing.
No.
And if you don't have a Bally in your market, we don't. Then what did it mean?
I think you're right, because I didn't know either. When you asked it, I was like, come on, that's interesting.
And not that FanDuel is going to do much better in the South Florida market, because you can't use that here.
I watched Heat games on there for years and didn't even think about it.
Right? Isn't that wild? I mean, FTX Arena, we all knew. Get your crypto at FTX. That made sense.
You got some crypto?
Not an FTX sound.
I mean, Tom Brady thought it was all right.
Oh, I mean, took his entire salary in FTX crypto.
Damn dummy.
FanDuel does make sense to me, though, for them to buy the rights across Diamond Sports Group or whatever. Most places, most states, right, Crowder, you travel.
Yeah.
FanDuel is the more popular app, right?
Yeah.
Certainly in the conversation in most states. Florida's unique with the Hard Rock app. Yeah. But FanDuel also has a television network, and they're going to be providing programming to these networks now as well. So I would imagine like Kay Adams' show, which is on in the morning, and FanDuel will probably be made available later in the day on the FanDuel sports networks and stuff. FanDuel will get their money out of it. I honestly don't know what Bally was doing.
No, FanDuel, those fantasy football shows, FanDuel sponsors every segment.
Well, they sponsor us. I guess it doesn't make sense.
You can't use it here.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
All right, gentlemen.
My subscription to the gyms are from my wife, and I use the Buddy Pass.
Thank you for letting us know.
Yep. Very smart.
What do you do at L.A.?
What do I do?
Yeah.
I sit next to the old grandmas and ride the sit-down bike.
Recumbent bike.
That sit-down bike with the TV in front of it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll ride a bike for 2 hours.
Delightful.
Yeah.
You don't feel embarrassed? Like, you're a former professional athlete. You played in the NFL, the most vicious league ever. And you're sitting down.
Why he's on the recumbent bike.
Recumbent bike, straight to the steam room, right into the hot tub to recover from the incumbent bike. And if somebody asks me to spot him, I say no. Hey, big dog, get a spot? Nah, I'm good, thanks.
Oh, man, when somebody asks me for a spot, I'm like, yeah, I got
you. Oh, you must love that. Must love that.
You ready?
Come on. Three, get on two, down here.
Yeah, if I had you kneeling over my head like that, I'd head for the hills.
I swear to goodness, I said no thank you like they asked me to go to dinner with them. I get a spot, bro? Nah, no thank you.
Doesn't matter what they're benching. Could be 8 pounds. You got it. One more. Come on. Yeah.
No. Oh, I'm no good at a gym. Y'all got some vodka for these milkshakes? I don't want a shot of wee. I want a shot of scotch.
Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, so just a couple NFL notes. Aaron Jones, questionable for the Vikings this weekend. Malik Nabers will play, Crowder's boy.
He's in, baby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Juju Smith-Schuster, that's on the Chiefs. Andy Reid indicated he'll play, but he is listed as questionable. Canes-Louisville will be tomorrow at noon. Panthers do host VGK tomorrow at 6. And Inter-Miami will play their final regular season game mañana as well. As Jimmy told me during the break, decision day in the MLS, they're hosting New England at 6 p.m. They can literally make history tomorrow with a win, most points ever in the MLS regular season. Luis
Suarez.
Then
I saw a playoff start next week.
Yes, yes. I think they have a first-round bye. Do I have that right, Jimmy? First-round bye?
Airing next week, an Inter-Miami game next week. I saw that.
Yeah, they play the winner of the 8th and 9th seed.
The wild card game.
The wild card game, yeah.
Luis Suarez did say today that he is hoping to return to Inter-Miami next year.
Hmm.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Taylor Swift's in town all weekend.
Yes.
A concert tonight at Hard Rock Stadium. Right now, though, looking like some rain is moving into our area here in El Portal. I know there's some rain.
I'm not going to use my tickets. Forget it. Crumple these bad boys up.
Shake it off, Hawk. Shake it off.
Hey. Well done, Jimmy. Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
That.
How you leave him hanging?
Left him rain tonight. Hopefully that avoids Hard Rock Stadium for the Swifties going out there. That's your weather.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I used to spray paint raccoons and see if they come back in my yard after I catch them.
It's a great move.
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I got these Dodgers locked in on Hard Rock Bet.
Well, don't bet the Jonnu Smith overs, okay?
I got over 7.5 runs in total. Dodgers Mets today at 5 o'clock. I got Dodgers minus 1.5. I got Dodgers to win the World Series. I got Dodgers to win this series. I'm about to retire
off
the Dodgers.
You are riding with the Dodgers.
I'm about to retire off of the Dodgers, Hawk.
Let me give you 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Remember, you can listen to Game Day Uncensored this Sunday, 9 a.m. Brendan Tobin, Alejandro Solana, Omar Kelly, Adam Beasley. Get you ready for the 1 o'clock game, Miami and Indy. Game Day Uncensored brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. According to USA Today, Dolphins Wire, 5 Dolphins players to watch in the Dolphins-Colts game, number one being Tyler Huntley. While he got off to a rocky start in Week 4 against the Titans, Huntley seems to be trending in the right direction. Last time he was seen on the field, he completed 18 of 31 passes for 194 yards, one interception. His play could have been better, but he showed flashes of being in control of the offense. And the Dolphins players and staff don't seem to think he's been slacking given the new opportunity. If he's been preparing as much as the Dolphins say, the game against the Colts will be a good opportunity for Huntley to show off his skill set.
And that's on Mike McDaniel as well. I'm sure they put in double digit hours of sitting around. Do you like this? What do you like? Did you like that? Did you like this? Let me mold this offense to you until Tua gets back. I still trust in Mike McDaniel. He let me down. Hell, 12 points a game. He let us all down. But I think these 2 weeks will put a better performance on the field than we've seen in the past.
Number two, Devon Achane. If things continue on their current trajectory, it seems like the running back will be in the lineup on Sunday. Achane suffered the concussion against the Patriots. However, if the break wasn't enough time for him to get back up to speed, the latest from Raheem Mostert and Jalen Wright were more than promising. The pair combined for 166 yards on 32 carries in New England. I think you'll see all three of them on Sunday. I think you're going to see carries fairly well split because I don't think they'll give Achan the load. I think he'll get a couple of opportunities to break some. I think, like you say, Raheem Mostert will get the majority of the snaps.
Raheem is the legit running back of this group. He's the veteran. He's the guy that led the NFL in rushing touchdowns last year. He hurt his chest, and honestly, I think people are disrespecting Raheem. That's why I keep bringing it up every day. I think Raheem will get back to form and be the guy that we saw last season.
Number three, Jonnu Smith.
Oh, Jesus.
Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel knows how to scheme a player open, and tight end Jonnu Smith has, at times, been a beneficiary of his ability. 2 weeks ago, Smith finished the game with 5 catches for 62 yards. He also had a carry for a 1-yard loss. McDaniel can be a creative play caller, and Smith is at his best when he gets the ball quickly and has a chance to make a play. Smith could be important in helping Huntley find a rhythm. If he works as a safety blanket and makes a big play or two, Huntley won't have to do as much to get a successful offense rolling.
The thing that scared me, and Jonnu Smith is very talented. He's big as hell. He's strong, and he can fly. The thing that scares me is that, like that 1-yard loss, the run where they do the jet sweeps and all, the cutesy stuff. It's a word that you use all the time. Like, I don't need cutesy right now. When Tua's not in, I need football, hard-nosed, running downhill type football. Those hand sweeps and jet screens and tunnel screens, and that's just gimmicky stuff. I want the ball in playmakers' hands. And I think Jonnu Smith is, they're turning him into a gimmick guy. I don't like gimmicks.
Number four, Kader Kohou. The Colts' best receivers excel at making plays from the slot. Josh Downs is the team's primary slot threat, but Michael Pittman Jr. can also be used out of the position and be just as dangerous. That gives Kader Kohou, who has spent the majority of his time in the slot, a challenge on Sunday. Through 5 games, he has 16 tackles, 1 interception, a forced fumble, and 2 passes defended. He has struggled throughout the year, but he had the highest defensive grade among Dolphins players with a grade of 73.6 against the Patriots.
They're going to run away from Jalen Ramsey, so I agree with that. Kader Kohou, if Cam Smith plays, like, yeah, it's going to be the other corners. They're not going to throw it, Jalen.
And then finally, number 5, Chop Robinson. With Jalen Phillips out for the year, Bradley Chubb still out for the moment, edge rusher Chop Robinson has had the opportunity to see the field early. Against New England, Robinson showed he may be able to be productive quicker than anticipated. Robinson ended the game with 3 total tackles, 3 quarterback pressures, and a quarterback hit. Indianapolis has a good offensive line, but Chop Robinson has the physical tools to make an impact against the Colts. He's one of the few players on the defense that may be able to give the lightning quick Anthony Richardson some trouble, which would make the Indianapolis offense stagnant.
Haven't been impressed with Chop.
Have you been disappointed, or you just haven't had a wow game?
So I'm not upset, but you're going the first round. There were a lot of other positions. Offensive line would be the one that jumps out of my mind as soon as we started talking. And you go get him to be that difference maker. I would say to your question, I haven't seen him be a difference maker. He'll make tackles. He'll get pressures. But like Jalen Phillips is a difference maker. I would say Ogba's more of a difference maker. I think Chop Robinson is a solid player right now, which isn't bad. But right now, he's just a solid player.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There's your 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. Let's give away the $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. It's a great prize. Hunker down. Maybe you want to watch some college football on Saturday, pro football Sunday, or next week. NBA gets underway Tuesday night. Hunker down at Twin Peaks. There's 6 locations in South Florida. Or Wednesday night, Miami and Orlando, and a bunch of other games as well. What caller number would you like to take? Give away this Twin Peaks $50 gift card.
What number is a Chop wear? 44?
I don't know. Number did Rob Conrad wear? Didn't he wear 44?
He wore 44. Let's go 8. Yeah. 4+4.
All right. Caller number 8.
Or you know what? Let's go 15. Number 15 for how many hours Rob Conrad swam in the ocean.
I don't feel good about this. Caller 15. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 15 gets the $50 gift card at Twin Peaks.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
I am a little nervous about the Canes game on Saturday. I'm not going to lie. I said that at the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And I really am a little bit nervous. Lee Sterling had Miami winning but not covering mm-hmm. in the 3 o'clock hour when he joined us. Something, and I guess it's past performance the week after bye, but something gnawing in my gut saying that this bye week actually came at a bad time for the Hurricanes rather than at a good time. We'll see tomorrow.
Reload, recalibrate. They squeaked out two good games. So, yeah, they have to start faster. I'm with you. If you really want to compete, we're talking about college football playoffs and stuff like that. Yeah, they can't play that way against the top dogs, against the Alabamas and all those guys. They can't do it. But I think those close losses with a veteran team as they are, with a leader like Cam Ward, with Mario and his staff having another week to get prepared. I'm not worried about – I was more worried about the Cal game with the time change and all than I am about Louisville.
I just think there's a lot on the line here. Not only is it a conference game or whatever. There's a lot on the line because you could go – undefeated heading into the FSU game next week. And I know FSU is terrible and I don't know what they're going to do tonight against Duke. But man, Miami FSU week is such a fun week. Imagine if they're undefeated, maybe they're ranked five, maybe they're a top five team in the nation. Yeah. They're six right now. Like, it's just, I love the storyline. I always say when I'm talking about Canes, where I always go, this is the season we've been waiting for a long time. Yeah. This is the season we've been waiting for a long time. But I've been super clear. Everyone we talked to, from Gino Toretta to John Michaels, Don Bailey Jr., there really have been no hiccups. Now, they've mm-hmm. been behind, as you saw, in the Cal game. They've been behind for three quarters. Still figured out a way to win. There's been no real hiccups. You know, Cam Ward's thrown some picks the last couple of weeks that he'd probably like to have back, but man, I don't want this week to be the hiccup. I want to go into FSU week undefeated. I just think it would be a great way for Hurricanes fans to really enjoy what has been a super special season so far. My fingers are crossed. I just happen to be a little bit nervous.
And this is the only preseason ranked team on their schedule. And we know Clemson, Florida State, they're kind of falling off. So this was a big game. We talked about this early in the season. I'm with you, the Hawk, but me and an honorary Cane fan, I'm bringing the Florida swag with me, so I'm not concerned because we're good.
Jelana, you concerned at all? I know you're hosting the watch party tomorrow, quarterdeck in Davie. You could see if there's concern on Solana's face if you go out there and join them, but do you have concern going into the game?
I'll be the guy in the UM hat, by the way. Yeah, I am concerned, honestly. It's fair to say they haven't had any hiccups, Hawk, or major hiccups, but needing the officials to bail you out against Virginia
Tech.
Stop
it. No bailing out.
That was not a catch.
I got the call right.
Okay. All right. And, I mean,
you thought that was a catch?
But Hawk, yes or no, they very easily could have lost that game.
Sure.
Okay. And then against Cal, needing a 25-point comeback in the second half, like, those aren't good places to be in your last two wins.
You.
Now you're actually facing a good opponent. It just seems like if they were going to get got at some point this season, it would be this game. I'm not telling you they're going to lose. I hope Miami wins. You guys know how I feel about Cam Ward. I love him. But to me, until the Canes can run the table against ACC opponents, beat the Louisvilles, beat the Virginia Techs, beat the Georgia Techs, go through an entire season beating those teams.
That's my trepidation. No, he's right. That's my That's where the trepidation comes
from. I've never seen them do it. They went undefeated all the way until Pitt, when Malik Rozier decided he's going to forget how to throw the football. Like, go do it, and then I'll buy into it.
Fellas, let me just – I got the AP up right now. Texas, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Georgia, Miami at 6, Alabama, LSU behind them. Do you think those other 7 teams of the top 8 are trepidatious about the game they're playing coming up?
Well, based on historical performance, though. The Miami Hurricanes have not been good after a bye week the last 7 or 8 seasons. And Lee Sterling said something interesting, too. Mario Cristobal, if you include his seasons at Oregon coming off a bye week, are no good. So that there's some trepidation. Listen, you can name off none of those schools. Listen, it's a 12-team playoff. Like, I'm not worried about losing a game, to be quite honest. I'm worried about this one in particular because I love the storyline of being undefeated heading into FSU week. Yeah. It makes FSU care about the game even more. You always want to take down your rival, but how about you could make that, you could give them their first loss of the season? Like, it just makes the stakes for next Saturday night even greater. So I love that. But yeah, no, you can read off the, listen, I mean, Alabama's had scares and a terrible loss.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, yeah, it happens. I just don't want it to happen this week.
It's just that fear. I guarantee Dorsey and Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and Warren Sapp and them boys weren't going into a Louisville game scared.
But to be fair, look, this team's very good. This team is not the 2001, 2002 Miami Hurricanes. I'm sorry. Cam Ward might be legit, but
I got feelings of that during the Cal game. Because that was, it used to be, it didn't matter how much you were down, you knew that they were going to be in it at the end and probably win it. It's exactly what happened to Cal. I'm not telling you they're stacked and loaded. I'm just telling you Cam Ward is that good.
Yeah.
Cam Ward is that good. Anyway, so Football Friday, 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up in the next segment. And we'll get your headlines and give you the final hour as we head into a big football weekend.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.